Alzheimer's disease and insights. Alzheimer's disease is, unfortunately, one of the most common ailments in the world. A whopping 6 million Americans are estimated to have this affliction, and almost two-thirds of them are women. Though Alzheimer's typically occurs in adults over the age of 65, over 200,000 of those diagnosed with the disease are under 65. This is early-onset Alzheimer's, a relatively new phenomenon that raises eyebrows and cause for concern. In the brain, cell connections and the cells themselves degenerate and die, which eventually destroys memory and other important mental functions. As it stands today, there is no cure for it, but the toll and the amount of money it takes on families can be devastating. Some drugs commonly used to treat hay fever, insomnia, and depression have been linked to a higher risk of Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia, a new study reports. And the longer the medications are taken, the greater the risk. The drugs include many popular prescription and over-the-counter medications. They include tricyclic antidepressants like doxepin, sinequin, antihistamines like chlorpheniramine, chlortrimetin, and diphenhydramine, Benadryl, and bladder control drugs like oxybutynin, diazepam. Statin drugs have also been linked to different forms of dementia. Environmental toxins can also play a role. These include substances like mercury, found in some seafood and vaccines, lead, alcohol in extreme quantities, and psychotropic drugs. To make matters worse, the drugs intended to help Alzheimer's have terrible side effects. They can even affect the brain further, speeding up the degeneration of cells. Statin drugs have been linked to memory loss, the very thing they're supposed to help. Filled with heavy metal toxicity and other environmental chemicals, these drugs often leave the body worse than ever. With a disease as progressive and daunting as Alzheimer's, it's so important to make brain-healthy choices throughout your lifetime. With the research on neuroplasticity revealing the brain's ability to regenerate, there is more hope than ever for people who have been inflicted with this plight. Movement of the spine and mobility as a lifestyle is also vital to keeping the brain healthy. Chiropractors can play a role by ensuring mobility in the spine, which can help promote neuroplasticity in the prefrontal cortex of the brain. Think of your nervous system as your own personal IT, information and technologies, system. Thanks to its ability to innervate, or the distribution of nerve fibers to an organ or body region, you can take specific action steps to keep your body and mind healthy and strong. Innervation is essential for the health of every cell, tissue, and organ of your body. More than 45 miles of nerves connect your brain to your skin alone. Innervation between your brain and your heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, and muscles relay up to 3 million messages every second. This essential innervation monitors both your inner and outer world and adapts you to your environment, which helps you stay alert and adapt to any changes faster and easier. Though we lead busy lives, our health should be the most important aspect of our life. When we lose our health, nothing else matters. This is why waiting until a crisis to take care of a problem is no longer an acceptable option. Once we start making lifestyle care a priority, only then can we truly lead healthy lives. This is especially true when it comes to brain health. November is National Alzheimer's Disease Month. If you have experienced the pain that comes with Alzheimer's, consider making changes to your current lifestyle. By doing so, you may avoid pain for anyone else in your life. Support groups can make a difference for individuals who have family members who are suffering with the disease. We were only given one body, one mind, and one spine, and if we don't take care of them, we could damage them past the point of no return. Find a 100-year lifestyle provider to help you and your loved ones navigate life's journey.